Okay, today's shir is today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. We're on Tes Zayin on the fourth line from the top, and today we'll learn for Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devora, Gigal Gilad Michal ben Bakalim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. Okay, here we go. So the Mishnah said on top. The Mishnah had said Rocha Rachov Teva. No, that's not the Mishnah. Rachov, Teva, Visakim, Afer, Kvura, Umoria, Simon. Okay, those are going to be the headlines of the topics we're going to discuss today. Again, most of today's I got. What?
Yeah.
Lama Yotzin LeRachov, why did you go out into the street? Why? So, right, that's what it said in the Mishnah. Nothing else worked, go daven in the street. Why? Why are you doing that? So Rav Chibar Abba Amar Lomar Zakenu Bitzin of Lonanino. Well, we tried to cry out in private in our own shul. That didn't work. So Nivze Atzmein Rav Hesha. Let's degrade ourselves in public. Go to the street and do it there. What's one shot? Rish Lakish Amar. No, it's like a gullus. Galinu Galusenu Mechaperes Aleinu. Maybe going into gullus, so to speak, going into the street is like a gullus. Maybe that'll work. It's like a kapara. Maybe that'll help. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two pshatim? It could benayhu, the difference is the goli b'knishta l'b'knishta. Let's say I go to another shul. I never dive in that shul. We'll all go to that shul. So that's like a gullus. It's not for Hesia. Still in shul. So would that work? According to Rish Lakish, yes, that would work. The issue isn't the street itself. The issue is you're going to a different place. Go to a different shul. That would be the difference. According to the other one, no, it has to be dafke in the street. Why? Because it's a public. It's public. It's a public humiliation. Thank you. V'lama motzien et ha-teva l'rechova shel ir. Why do you bring the teva to the street? Why are you doing that? So, the teva means like the Aron Kodesh. I think it means the Aron Kodesh. I don't think it means the bima, you know, what we lean on. I think it means the Aron Kodesh. Right? So, Amar Rishu ben Levi.
What?
They didn't have safe. Exactly. Amar Rishu ben Levi. Kli tenua hayolanu. It's like a private chest, right? The private kli in my house. And now we're embarrassed. It's a bizayin for our sins. We've got to go take it out into the street. Why do we wear sackcloth? Amar Rabchiyabar Abba Lomar Hareanu Chashuvin Kibahema. Because we're like a behema. How does wearing sackcloth mean you're like a behema? Says Rashi Kibahema. The misar behema ninu, because sack is made out of what? Goat hair, which is from a behema. Minutza shall eat him from goat hair. Esther Marsha. Yeah, but so is wool also made out of an animal. That's not considered a bazillion. What's Rashi talking about?
And leather.
What?
And leather.
Sack on top of cat hair.
That's not what Rashi said. That's what? That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said that you're wearing animal clothing. What are you wearing? Sackcloth. What's that? From a goat.
You can't wear leather jacket either.
Or wool.
Wool either.
Right? So what says the Marsha? What's Rashi talking about? The Marsha gives what Mati said. The Marsha says Mati's pshat. Because you would use sackcloth for animals. Not that it's made out of an animal. You gotta load them up. What? You're a Marsha guy. Right. Right?
Where do you use sackcloth for an animal? When do you use sackcloth for an animal?
Whenever you want to put a covering on an animal. The animal's cold. You're not putting a mink or leather. What do you put? The junk. What's the junk? Goat stuff. Right? That's what you do. That's what you use for an animal. You don't, the animal's cold. Let's get some mink. You don't do that. You use the junk of the junk. The Marsha says, "Lechaz is a behema besak shudaver shafel." We're not talking about a thoroughbred. We're not talking about horse racing. We're talking about what are you talking about? The animals were not treated like kings, like they are today.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't put a little coat in your dog.
My grandfather told me when he came to America for the first time, he was in Manhattan once or something, and he saw his dog. The guy was walking his dog, and the dog was wearing a sweater. He said, "In Europe, we didn't have sweaters. We didn't. We were, and the dog has a sweater. Couldn't believe such a thing. I couldn't believe it. A dog was wearing a sweater. Yeah, couldn't believe such a thing. We didn't have sweaters.
They thought America was the streets of paper and gold.
I understand. So, but so they didn't have that in those days. What would they use for the animals? The junk of the junk. That's what you put on. That's a bazillion. Okay. Rashi is difficult. Unless Rashi meant that. Right? Yeah. V'lama nostin efer makla agabe teva. Why do you put ashes on the table? Why do you put ashes there? Why? Amar Yehuda ben Pazi kolomar. Imo anochi b'tzara. I'm with you in the tzara. How Hashem is with you in the tzara with ashes, I don't know. Right? Rish Lakish amar b'chol tzarasam litar. In all your pain, I also have pain. How is that? How does that, I don't know what that means.
What's the real question? You mean inside of mourning, you put the ashes everywhere.
Right, so, right.
They want to look for a source for that, I guess.
Amar Abdeira, Meiresh, Kavichazina luhu Rabbanon, the Havi Efer Makla, Gabi Teva, when I saw the Rabbanon do that, when I saw them putting sackcloth or ashes on the Teva, Mizdazdeli called Kula Gufa. My body was shaking. I was shaking. I couldn't believe it. Such a bizarre. V'lama nosen Efer Barosh kol Echad Echad.
What?
I know, so he was shaking that this is the Madriga that we're at. This is where we're at, right? This is what I have to resort to. It's a good question. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's what the Gemara said. That's what Mishnah said, right? We'll see in a minute a little bit your idea. It's a good question. It's a very good question. The answer is yes. We take the Arun Kodesh, we put it to the street, and we put ashes on it. So he was shaking when he saw that. The Mishnah says he can do that. Right. That's exactly the point. That's supposed to make you do tshuva. It's supposed to be effective. Look at this. Look how low we are. Look how low we are. Right? What?
It's an issue. You're not
going to
do that.
Well, the mission says you can do it.
Was the in that table?
I don't know. I would imagine yes.
Maybe it is the young.
What?
How would answer? Maybe it is a young
girl. I don't know. I don't think so. By the way, the Rambam says, others say that they put the ashes on the Sefer Torah itself. And that's where Abzera was shaking. I couldn't believe that.
It's a bigger
bazillion. Forget the box. Well, what's an R? What's a table? It's a box. Forget that. On the Torah itself, that's what others say that they did that. The Mekeves HaMishnah says that the Rambam says that. They were put on the Torah itself. That's such a bazillion. Pligi bar of Levi, by the way, it's very effective when you see that.
But
you're saying it's a bazillion. You have to resort to it. The Mishnah says you can do it. Pligi bar of Levi, bar chama, verb chanina, chadamar hari ano chashuvan lefenecha ka'efer. One says it means that just like this, we're like Efer. We're like nothing. We're like ashes. The chadamar, kadei she yizkir lano efer roshal Yitzchak. That you should remember the ashes of Yitzchak. Now, there were no ashes, because Yitzchak didn't die, right? So, it's Ke'ilu, right? Rashi says in the Parsha there, by the Akedah, Hashem, everything Avram did, this is Ke'ilu, my son's blood. This is Ke'ilu, my son's body. This is Ke'ilu, everything he did. And Hashem, Kaviyachal, attributed it like it's that. And again, Tosfos says the same thing he said yesterday, in the third Tosfos. Pirish, Osu Efer Hoya, Midaber hanisraf me'atzmos adam. Midaber hanisraf me'atzmos adam. It's from the bones of a person. We said the same thing yesterday. We're all scratching our heads. What? Kedei lizkor akedas Yitzchak. Del malish lahayaba ela kedei lomar shari anu lufanecha ke'efer kimoke mahani efer stam. Just to say I'm efer, any efer could work, as we're going to see in a minute.
You don't know what came with the bones.
It's a heart.
The smallest bone, yeah. Smaller than a bean.
Some say it was a tooth. It's very difficult, Gemara. That's also anyway. It might have been Ayhu. What's the difference if it's your chashuvin kimeis or it's to remind you of Yitzchak? It could be Ayhu Efer Stam. The issue is if it's Efer Stam Efer. You take a piece of paper, you burn it up. So what is that? To remind you of low. That's good, but to remind you of Yitzchak, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's not. One second. What? Exactly. Lama Yotzin Leves HaKvaros. Why do you go to the cemetery? The Mishnah said you go to the cemetery. Why do you do that? Pligi bar of Levi Barcham Barichanya. Chara mar Harianu Lechanshuvan Levenacha Kimeisim. to show that we're like Mesim. V'chad Omar, k'dei sheyivakshu aleinu Mesim Rachamim. But the Mesim should daven for your Rachamim. Is that what that means? That can't mean that. What? That we, because we daven to Mesim?
No,
they daven on our behalf. My Benayhu, what's the difference between those two answers? It could be Benayhu, Kibri Akum. Can you go to Goyish Cemetery? So, they're not going to daven for me. But at least it is a depressing place to go. Right? It's depressing. Right?
The point is, though, that you should have somebody davening for you, somebody close by.
Right, so by Goyish, it doesn't apply. But here, it does, but the other issue that we're like Mason, that applies. Right? I'm like a Mason. It's also a Mason, place full of Mason. It's a cemetery. But it doesn't really, it's not going to daven for you. And look at the next Tosfos. Yotzen lebeis hakvaros. Mikan noagin, from here is the minag, b'chol makom, everywhere, leilich lebeis hakvaros, b'tishabav. To go to the cemetery, tishabav. People go. Shaharei, tishabav, havitainas tzibor. Tishabav is a tainas tzibor. Kimo shayu osim b'bnei hagishamim. No different than what they did for the rain. Right? They're resorting to crazy things that Hashem should make it rain. The Tina Sibur, and that's how the minhag developed to go to the cemetery at Tisha B'Av. People go all the time on Tisha B'Av. Right? Right. Right. Interesting. My Har HaMoria. What's Har HaMoria? So, Pligi Bar Blevi Bar Chan Bar Chanina. Chan Amar 1 says it means Har Shiyotzi Min Harali Yisrael. 1 means the place where the teachings went out of Israel. The Chan Amar, and 1 says it means Har. She got to menu moru la'ov de kochavim. That's where the fear went out of, to the goyim, right? When they understand what the Jewish people are all about. Where is this place? Where's Har Maria? Har Bayis, right? Har Bayis. Look at Rashi. Moru la'ov de kochavim. Rashi says sheshomen gedolos Yisrael. They hear about the great Jewish people, the Yerushalayim, umispachad demal, and they're afraid of that. Shamati, I heard. Lishna achrina, Har HaMoria, Har Sinai. Har HaMoria is Har Sinai. More lo'ov dekochavim, Matan Torah. It scared everybody by Matan Torah. Dechziv eretz yireya v'shekata. A pasuk. Esther Marsha, what on earth is Rashi talking about? There's actually a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that says, "Livnos es beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim b'Har HaMoria." So the pasuk in black and white. You want to tell me that Avram Avinu went? Where'd he go? Eretz Moria. We don't know where that is. We have a tradition. It's the same place as the Har HaBayis. It could be anywhere else. What's Rashi talking about? So the Marsha says, "I don't know." No, I don't know. No, he says, what's Rashi talking about? It's a very difficult Rashi. We don't think that Har HaMoria is Matan Torah. The only way to answer it, either Rashi is very, very difficult. Another way to answer it is that there's all these Midrashim out there that the Har HaBayis was also there at Matan Torah. Some kind of mystical fusing of the two. That's the only way you can answer it. Did Rashi mean that? He might have meant it in a spiritual sense. Right, that what's Har HaMoria? It's the continuation of Har Sinai. Right, Har Sinai we got the Torah, and Har HaMoria is the place where the Torah flourished. I mean, it's the actual physical location. Because I'm not sure Rashi couldn't have meant that. That's simply not true. Right? Okay.
It's interesting that they were both mountains.
Right. Right. That is interesting.
Spiritual height.
So someone asked that question. They said the reason why Har Sinai was picked because it was the lowest one,
right?
It was the most humble. So if that's the case, then don't have it on a mountain at all. Right? Do it in the middle, do it on the floor. Right? So you don't like that question? So the answer is, what's the answer? A little self-importance you have to have, right? Okay, that's one answer. I'm sure there are other answers. Anyway, Hazakein Shebehen Omer Lefneim Divrei Kivushin. The Zakein would say things that are Musar. The Zakein, the old, the Gid would give Musar. Tan Rabbanan Im Yesh Zakein Omer Zakein. If there's a Zakein, the Zakein should say it. V'im Lav Omer Chacham. And if not, let some chachams give some mussar. V'yim lav omer adam shel tura. And if not, I think this means let someone else important. Rashi says bal kuma, tall man. You can't mean that. It means someone important, right? And someone else important. Yeah. According to who? Atu zaken dekami afagaf lav chachamu. So 1 second. What's the order here? Old man, chacham, and then about, and then you know, someone of stature. So it's old man, even if he's not a chacham, he's some old man. He's an amaret. He's gonna give mussar. Amar bai nahachikam. Here's what it means. Im yesh zaken v'hu chacham. If he's a zaken and also a chacham, omer hazaken v'hu chacham. Let him go first. Im lav. If not, omer chacham. So let any other chacham go. Doesn't have to be old. V'im lav, omer adam shel tura, and if not, at least somebody of some stature should go. Achinu, he says, my brothers, lo sak v'tainas gormim, the sackcloth and the tainas is not what helps. Ela tshuva ma'asim tovim gormim. It's the tshuva. Shekim atzinu banshin ninvei, shlonar b'hem v'yirei elokim es sakkosam ves tanisam. It doesn't say that Hashem saw the sackcloth. That's not what it says. Ela v'yarei elokim es ma'aseim. Hashem saw the actions. Ki shavu midarkem hara, that they went away from their evil ways. And they covered in sackcloth the Adam and the animals. They covered the animals also in sackcloth. This is a little bit what she was alluding to before. My Havi Avdi. What did they do? What did they put sackcloth on the animals? What reason did they do that? So Asimri Habehemos Lachud Vesavlodos Lachud. They separated the mothers from the babies. If you don't have rachmanas on us, if you don't forgive us, ain't onum rachman al elu. So we're not gonna have any rachmanas on the animal. Let the babies die. Says the Ben Yoyada, isn't that a little chutzpah to Hashem?
Kind of.
What? Yeah, isn't that a little chutzpah? So that's exactly the point. The point was what they were telling Hashem was the only reason that you created animals was to benefit us. That's what animals are here for, our benefit. So if you're gonna kill us. We don't have anything to eat. We don't have any rain. What do we need animals for? Let them die. What do we need them for? There's no independent value. What do we need them for? Vayikru Elokim b'chazaka. They spoke to Hashem with chazaka, with my omer. What they say? Omer l'fanav. Ribono shel olam. Aluv v'she'eno aluv. Let's say you have a calm guy and not a calm guy. Or tzaddik v'rasha. Or a tzaddik and a rasha. Mi nidchem ibnei mi. Who always gives in? But the rasha gives in. The impatient man gives in. No. Who always gives in? The tzaddik always gives in. All right, you're right. Right. All right, we'll have to do it your way. Who always does that? The better person does that. Right? The better person does that. Meaning, Hashem, so you give in. You're the one that has to give in. You're the tzaddik. You give in. No one has to give in. Not going to happen. Never happens like that. You have to give in. You hear this?
Well, I know.
Huh?
You're not going to do it.
It's not your responsibility. The bigger person is the one that's going to be sovel. So you have to be sovelos. Why? Because you're the bigger one. You're the better person.
So why did you go out to the street?
What?
What was the purpose of going out to the street?
It's just different things that people say. Right?
What's the purpose of the sackcloth?
Because you have to do, because really it's your responsibility.
That's correct.
And the last person, listen, Hashem, what do you want from us? We're doing our best. We're doing our best. We're doing tshuva. Listen, it's up to you. You have to give in. Yeshuvu ish midarko hara, menachamas asher v'kapeyem. My menachamas asher v'kapeyem? What is it with the violence in their hands? Amar Shmuel afilu gezel meirosh, ubeno bira, even if they stole wood and they built a palace, mekakeya kol abira kula, umachze meirosh l'halaf. They would knock the whole thing down to give the wood back. You don't have to do that. That's how far they went to do tshuva. They did even that. Amar v'adah b'ava, adam sheish b'adah aveira. If a person doesn't have aveira, umitzvadeh, and he has charata, v'ein achozebo. In other words, he stole. I feel terrible I stole that priceless painting from that guy's house. I feel terrible I did that. I did charata all day long. I feel terrible. I'm not giving it back, but I feel terrible. So if that's what, v'ein achoz doesn't give it back, right? L'mahu dome, what's that like? La'adam shetofet sheretz biyado. It's like it goes to the mikvah while holding on to a sheretz. Shafilu tovu b'chol yom emes ha'olam. You can go to every mikvah in the world. Also lo tefillah. It's not going to help. Zarku biyado. Once you throw it away, Kibbutz Shetaval Ba'arbaim Sa. Yeah, also a tefillah. Once you're not holding on to it anymore, any old mikvah is going to work. Shenemar Umode Ba'azov Yerucham Va'omer Nasal Levavenu El Gapayim El Bashamayim. Fine. Good. Next. Amr Batfilah Maridin Lefnei HaTeva V'zakin. Then they went down to the Teva, and then somebody died for the Amid. Listen to this. Tanur Rabbanan. Amr Batfilah. Afal Pishi Yesh Lo Chacham Zakin V'Chacham Ein Maridin Lefnei HaTeva. If the Chacham, the Zakin, the person, the best guy there, he's davening, you let him daven. Ella Adam HaRagel. I'm sorry. Ein Maridin Lefnei HaTeva. Ella Adam HaRagel. The person that knows how to daven the best, he's the one who should daven. What's that? 10 things are on this list of who should daven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Number one, Metupal. He's involved in the tzibur. Right? He's involved.
He has small children.
I'm sorry. He has small children? That's what Metupal means? He has small children. Ve'ein lo. Doesn't have much. Ve'yesh lo yigia besadeh. He's a worker. He's a real worker. Number four, Beis Orekam, house is empty. Number five, Upirko Noah. Upirko Noah, the Gemara can say it means, even when he was a little kid, he was a good kid. Even when he was little, he was a good kid. You know, you have these people that aren't so good.
He wasn't at risk.
And he got back from Israel, all of a sudden they're tzaddikim. That's great. He wasn't like that. He was good all along. Right? He was good before he went to Israel, he was good. What? No, you have to be. He was old when he was a little kid. He was a good kid. V'shafal Berach is... 100%. No, 100% is a good thing of tshuva. But but you know that you can't compare a tzaddik ben tzaddik to a tzaddik ben rasha. So a guy who's good his whole time, he's the best representative that the tzibur has. Saying about tshuva is better representative. So that's an interesting concept. The Gemara says no.
For this purpose,
a guy who's good all along is the best. Shefel Berach, he's humble. Merutza la'am, people like him. Now, what about the eighth thing on the list? V'yeshlo ne'ima, the sweetness to him, right? The sweetness to him. One second. Number nine, v'kolo arev. Hey, he's got a good voice too. That's the ninth requirement on the list. Not the first, it's the ninth. It's actually the last, the second to last. And now the last one, which is a difficult one, ubaki, it's not difficult, it's only, ubaki likros v'torah d'viyim uktuvim. He's a baki in Torah, in Tanakh. V'lishnos, b'medrash, b'alachos, b'agados, a baki b'chala brachas kulam. And he's a baki in learning, and he knows how to daven also. He's got it all. The funny thing is, the last, second to last thing on the list is, oh, he can daven nicely, by the way. He can daven nicely. Because it's such not, it's so not important to the Gemara. It's not important.
What?
Right. Well, you need somebody who's... Exactly.
The last one is astounding that that's last.
Right, it should be first because that's you have to know how to daven. Because the last thing is you have to know how to daven. You're not gonna say the brachas. They didn't have siddurim in those days. The last thing is you have to know how to daven. You know the brachas. You know the psukim. That's what it means. You know the psukim from Tanakh that are being said. You know how to daven. That's the last thing on the list. And everybody looked at Rabbi Yitzchak Barami. He fit the bill. So if you have Rabbi Yitzchak Barami in your shul, you can ask him to daven.
Are you working with you guys livelihood are working in the field?
Yeah. Hainu metupel ve'ein lo hainu beis orekam. Isn't that the same thing? That being metupel, yeah? Amar v'chitza, no. Zeu she beis orekam in aveira. It means your house is empty from aveira. Says Rashi, she'ein chamas v'gezel be'beiso. There's no chamas and no gezel in your house.
Doesn't say that.
It says chamas and gezel. Why does it say chamas and gezel? What about arayas? Doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? He picked only chamas and gezel. Why? Why does he only pick that? Right? What? I'm asking.
Because if you need all those things, you probably also need to.
So that's what the Marsha says. The Marsha says that everybody suffers from gzela. And therefore, that's the only thing Rashi mentions. Everybody suffers from that. It's a problem for everybody. Other things? Not everybody. That's one pshat. The mitzvah eitzim gets a different pshat. That based on a medrash, that if you have gzela in you, you're the worst shliach tzibur out there.
What?
If you have gzela, you're the worst shliach tzibur. Well, guys, Oh, they're a virus. Okay. Not saying it's a good... Not the end of the world, but Gedel's the worst. Upirko na? What does it mean, Upirko na? Amar Abaya? Zesh lo yete sham ra b'yal duso. Right? Even when he was a little kid, he had no ra in him. Why do you need a shliach tzibur not to have any ra in you in him? Why? Why? So there's two answers. Number one is the obvious answer, which is said by the Sefer HaManhig in the name of Rav Nutroy Gon. Because when you want a representative for the tzibur, get the best guy you have. Right? The best representative should be the best guy you have. That's the standard pshat. Right? The Or Zeruah has such an interesting pshat. He says like this. Because if you put up someone who's not worthy, you know what's going to happen? It's going to ruin your own davening. He's davening for me? Look at him. He's such a... It's going to ruin your davening. Such an interesting part. Such an interesting idea. It makes your davening worse. Because you're looking around. Like, he's my representative. He's the Sheikh Tzibur. And it makes you not daven well. Because all you're doing is bother that he's there. Not that it's a representative. You want the best guy. Right? That's all true. Different pshat. Such an interesting pshat. No? So interesting. You have a guy up there who doesn't deserve to be up there. It affects your davening. So interesting. It's so true also, by the way. Right? So true.
It's a new mila for the resume.
What?
It's a new mila for the resume. It's pure good up.
That's a converse.
Exactly. It's the exact opposite. Okay. A third shot, the Kalbos is a very interesting shot. He says, listen to this year. He says, let's say you go to the Beit HaMikdash, you want to bring a carbon, and the Kohen that on duty that day, you can't stand that guy. You don't like that guy. So do you have the right to say, I don't want him to bring my carbon? Him? He's going to bring my carbon. You know what he did to me? He's my neighbor. Let me tell you what he did. I'm not having him bring my carbon. So the Kalbos says, you have the right to ask for another Kohen. So too, the same with the Shlech Tzibur. He's like the representative for you. So he's going to be the one? I don't want him. So it has to be somebody that you like. What? Right. Right. No, well, I know there's a Shaila. When a Kohen duchens, maybe you know the answer to this question. When a Kohen duchens, he says, what has it called, the bracha? Habocher Samo Yisrael ba'ahava.
Right.
What if there's someone who does no ahava there? The Kohen does not love that guy. As a matter of fact, he hates his guts. And maybe it's even justified. It could be he's right. The guy stole money from him, whatever it is. So do you say the bracha? What do you do? That's a good part. Look at that. It's not possible not to love. That's love. It's impossible. Not from Aaron. You have somebody in the shul you don't love, you're not a children of Aaron. Unbelievable. Having said that, there is a shiloh about that.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Baal Tzibur. He wasn't a Sheikh Tzibur.
He was accepted by everybody, and that's pretty
hard. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now to the end of the page of the Olagarata. Haisali Nachala Ka. What's that? No, that nothing to say. Haisali Nachalasi Ka'arye Biyar. You'll see. Haisali Nachalasi Ka'arye Biyar. Nasna Alai Bakola. Alkol Sne. How's that go? What's that word say? Alkol Sneesa. My Nasna Alai Bakola. What does that mean? Amar Mazutra Bartuvia. Amar Rav. Amrile Amar Chama. Amar Rabbi Elazar. That's Sheikh Tzibur. That's the Sheikh Tzibur. It would take out those words.
No, you
take out those words. Of all of them, Esrei Rabba Brachas. You say 24 Brachas. Shmona Esrei Shabachal Yom. 18 of every day. V'hamosif Aleim Ocheish. And you add on another 6. Says the Gemara, Hani Sheish Shevahavin. It's really 7. Why is it 7? Kiditnan, because we learned. Kiditnan, because we learned. Al HaShviyis, on the 7th Bracha, Hu Omer Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. So there's only 6 or 7. As a matter of fact, you end off a special way. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shviyas. What does it mean, the 7th Bracha? Shviyas La'arucha. It's a seventh long bracha, but it's really included in one of the other 18. So it's not its own bracha. It's included in one of the other 18, that's why it's not counted. What's that? Kidatanya. Begoel Yisrael, Mayrich. When you say Goel Yisrael, you're Mayrich. You make it very long. Ubechos Mu Omer. And when you end off, you say like this. Mi Sha'anes Avra Bahar Maria, Huyanes Chem. Vyishma called Bukzakaschem Hayomazeh, Baruch Goel Yisrael. Vehain Onin Achrav Amen. And then everybody answers Amen. So my only question was, the question asked, what do you mean there are seven? As a matter of fact, you end off Baruch Merachem Al Ha'aret. The answer is no. In one of the other 18, you make it longer. That's the seven. But we're ending off the regular way. What does that mean? We're ending off the regular way. Right? What nusach?
Of that regular brother.
Now, I'm not sure the answer to that question. V'chazal HaKnesses Omer Lahem, Tikku B'dei Aaron Tikku, and then they said, blow, Aaron blow. V'chozer V'omer, Mi Sha'ones HaVatzen Ol Yamsov, Hu Ya'anez Chem. V'yishma B'kol Tzakas Chem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Zocher HaNishkachos. Okay, good. V'hein Or Achav Amen. V'chazal HaKnesses Omer Lahem, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu. Now blow a trua. V'chol Brachu Bracha B'achas Omer Tikku, V'achas Omer Hariyu. First they said, blow a trua, blow a tkia. Then they said, blow teruah, medavar mamurim, that's bitvulim. All that is in chutz laretz. Aval b'mikdash, ain okay. In the base of Mikdash, not like this. Lefi she'ein onin amein b'mikdash. Because there is no amein in the base of Mikdash. U'menayin she'ein onin amein b'mikdash. How do you know that? Shenemar, it says, kumu barchu es Hashem alokeichem min olam v'ad olam, v'varcha Hashem kvodecha, umiromam al kol bracha u'tehila. Okay. Yachal, I would think, I'll call a bracha kulote elo tehila achas. Maybe there's one amen to every bracha that you say that day in the base of Mikdash. No. Tamad lomar umarom, I'll call bracha tehila. I'll call bracha tehilo tehila. Each bracha, you say tehila. Vela b'mikdash ma'u omer, what do you say? Baruch Hashem, Elokim, Elokei Yisrael, min olam v'ad olam, baruch golo Yisrael. V'hein on achav, baruch shem, kibar b'chus al olam v'ed. Which we all know. In the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen, they said Baruch Shem. Okay, now, V'chazan HaKnesses Omer Lahem, Tikku HaKahanim B'nei Aaron, Tikku, V'chozev HaOmer, Mi Sha'ones Avram Baruch Maria Huyanetchem, V'yishma V'kol Tzakatchem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Zohar HaNishkachos, Bein Onen Achrav, Baruch Shem Kavod B'chus HaLeolam Voed. Okay, that's what I told you, this is just reading brachas. V'chazan HaKnesses Omer Lahem, Hariu HaKahanim B'nei Aaron Hariu, Blo Shofar, Blo Teruas, V'chein B'chol Bracha U'Bracha, each Bracha, B'achas Amar Tikku, B'achas Amar Hariu, Ad Shagom Res Kulon. Until they finished all the extra Brachas. As a matter of fact, V'chein Hinig Rabbi Chalafta B'tzipori, Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradion B'tzichni, they would do that. When they had a fast, they would say it like this, V'okishabot Dov L'checham, Amul, no, L'hayu Noagin Kain, that's not the Minog. Ella, Shari Mizuchu B'har Abayit. The only place to say Baruch Shem is in the Beis HaMikdash, not in your own shul. The is the Amri Kidatanya. Others say, they said it like this. Amalef Neim Esen Vareba Brachos. There are 24 Brachos. Shemona Esrei Shebachol Yom. Shemona Esrei every day. Most of it, Ocheish. Ba'osan Sheish, Heichan Amran, where they say them, Ben Goel L'Rofei Choli. Over there. Umayrach B'Geula, that extra long Geula. Tehen On and Achav Amei and Alkal Brachu Bracha. They said Amei each one, V'kacha Yugnoagin B'Gvulin. Avol b'mikdash hayomer baruch Hashem alkei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam baruch gol Yisrael v'lo hayon an achav amen. They wouldn't say amen. V'kol kach lama? Why not? L'fi she'ein on an amen b'mikdash. There is no amen in the base of mikdash. U'menayin she'ein on an amen b'mikdash. How do you know that? Shenemar kumu baruch Hashem alkeichem min olam v'ad olam baruch Hashem kvodecha moron kol bracha sehilosi. I'll call bracha tein lo tehila. Each bracha you say a praise, not amen. They said baruch Hashem kol machus alam
v'ed. So is the whole sefer saying all these extra six brachos or just the?
I think just the chazan. Tana Rabbanan, al rishonos who omer baruch Hashem alakei Yisrael ben olivat olmin baruch kol Yisrael. Dein on achav baruch shen kol machus al yol voed. Chazan haknesses omer tikku kahanim tikku. V'chozev omer misha anas av maharam riyu hu yana eschem. V'yisha v'kol takaschem ayom hazeh. Okay. Al shnihu omer baruch Hashem alakei Yisrael ben olivat olam baruch zocher nishkachos. Dein on achav baruch shen kol machus al yol voed. V'chazan HaKnesses Omer, Hariyu B'nei Aaron, Hariyu. They did the same thing. That's not correct. You only say Baruch Shem Kavod in the Beit HaMikdash on Har Bayit. That's it. That's basically it. I think we'll stop here. That's the next page. So, Rav Yehuda Omer Lo HaYitzarech Lomer Zichronos. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, they would not say the Brachos. Tanakhama said, you mentioned Zichronos and Shofros. And Rabbi Yehuda said, not Zichronos on Shofros, rather, you said different psukim about having it not rain. Amar of Adda Demin Yafo, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that? L'fisha ein omen Zichronos v'shofros el b'Rosh Hashanah, u'b'yovlos, u'b'shas milchama. That's the only time you say these psukim is on Rosh Hashanah, or on Yom Kippur of Yovel, where the brachas were the same. Right, remember we said that? And also, a Shas Melchama. Says Rashi, Shas Melchama. The Chsiv, it says, the Chisavo will Melchama ba'artzachem, when you come to battle, al hatzar tzor etzchem, v'lo yadanin, m'no isparish, omer brichas v'psukei malchio, zichonis v'shofos b'shas Melchama. Says Rashi, I don't know where this comes from. Where does this come from, that you say the brachos of zichronos and shofros when you go to war? Says Rashi, I have no idea where that comes from. By the way, says the Rashash, why on earth did Rashi stick in Malchios? We don't even say Malchios. It was only Zichronos and Shofros. What did Rashi throw that in for? We don't even say it. Says the Rashash, it must be that Malchios were also included somehow, because there's no such thing as Zichronos and Shofros without Malchios. It's automatically handed. Rashi's cluing you that in. The Turi Evan says, it's a pasuk that says, v'nizkartem, that during a battle, you make zichronos during a battle. There's a pasuk, v'nizkartem, that when you go to battle, you should remember, you say zichronos. If you say zichronos, of course you're saying shofros and machos, they go hand in hand. All right? We'll stop. Well, he didn't hold that. Only Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and during a war. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up on tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos. Yeah.